Hello. Oh, maybe I should close the lights first. Oh no, but I just laid down, it's so comfortable. But the light is right in my eyes, oh wait. Okay, Skitty, if you try real hard, you could get up. Okay. Okay. I'm back. Blanket. Pinkun. So you deal. Oh. Let me just lie here for a little bit first. You listen to my blanket while I touch it. I'm gonna touch my blanket. It's comfy. So I'm on my couch now. Lights are off. I just had a shower. Skitty is squeaky clean. And you're lying on Pinkun, who is on my chest. So I guess you're on top of me, on top of Pinkun. And we're on the couch. Cause it's comfy. So just a comfy ramble, I thought. A chat with you guys, check in, and I don't know, talk about whatever comes to mind. I took a really cute picture of Pinkun, which I'm gonna post with this audio. He's all bundled up in my blanket. I hope you can see how soft it is. It's super nice. Although, the one thing about a fuzzy blanket, I've noticed that it's shedding. It's shedding little tiny fluffs. And I know it's shedding because on my black acoustic panels, I've started to notice there's white fluffs on it, and nothing has changed in this room except for the couch, which I know this material does not shed, and this new blanket, which isn't horrible until I accidentally breathe in the fluff. And I was in a call with a friend the other night, and I just had to end it because I ended up in a coughing fit. Yeah, and that was kind of embarrassing. So I love this blanket. I think I might have to maybe give it a few more washes. I need to fluff it somehow. Otherwise, it's gonna be like a danger to me. Danger blanket. Maybe I will have to steal my blanket from my bedroom. But it does feel so nice. And it looks cute too. So that's my blanket situation. Stretch. I hope you guys had a good day. That you're comfy. Not too stressed. And if you are stressed, relax your shoulder a little. Take a deep breath. And let go. So, when I get up in the morning, I have a really tough time getting out of bed if I'm not motivated to do something. I always manage to get to work on time. Like, I'll roll out of bed an hour early before I need to go to work. But on days when I'm just at home and I'm like, I need to do audio work, I need to do stuff, it's hard because I'm my own boss. I don't have someone like, tss, bat skitty, you're gonna get fired. So, I find it's been a little hard without coffee to motivate me. So showers perk me up, food, getting enough rest. And today I did give myself a little bit of coffee. I decided that I deserved a treat. I don't drink on the daily anymore, but I'll have a little cheat day here and there. And I found that after, like, cold turkey in January, my tolerance for coffee has completely gone down. It's disappeared. A co-worker brought in coffee for us all this weekend, and I had half a cup, just half a small cup, and my heart was racing in like a matter of minutes. I couldn't even finish that half cup. So I guess my caffeine detox kind of worked. This is probably better for me anyways. Oh, you know what happened last week? Skitty became a pirate. I am a motherfucking pirate. Skitty now sells NFTs of my audios. Yeah. So I was having a pretty normal day and I got a message from Reddit. Yes, I still check all my messages. I just am kind of bad with replying to them all. And someone said they found me on an NFT subreddit. And I was like, what? What did you find? And there's been whispers and talks about people taking creator content and just turning them into NFTs. Non-fungible tokens. It's been happening to art stuff for a while, and apparently audio is the next thing. So I clicked the link, and lo and behold, I had an OpenSea account. There was a Skitty Cat account, that used my profile, my banners, my Patreon audios, which aren't even public, on the website, and they were selling it for like, what was it, 0.03 Ethereum, which is like maybe about 90 USDs or a little bit less right now. I think the cryptocurrency market just took a crash recently, but still. Are you gonna pay like $90 for Skitty Audio? Okay, maybe you would, but don't pay $90 for Skitty Audio. You have access on Patreon. And I'm not gonna make non-fungible tokens out of them. I was pretty pissed that someone was pretending to be me. OpenSea, by the way, has been called out before for having a lot of pirated content. Oh my gosh. Just be a little sus of stuff on the internet. Anywho, I freaked out for like an hour. And I reported that shit. No fake skitties. And DMCAs are always kind of scary, because you don't really know who actually follows through with them, and you're supposed to use your, like, legal name, legal address and everything. That's what makes it, like, legal and real. Otherwise, anybody could file a DMCA. And technically, if you file one, the other party could get your information. It's a bunch of scaries. But, I reached out to OpenSea and asked them to take it down with kind of a DMCA. It was just more of a takedown form. So luckily I didn't use my real name. And they took it down. So, yay. No more pirate skitty. No more NFT skitty. Because that's a ripoff. Skitty doesn't really sell audios. They don't really even do commissions all that much nowadays. I don't even know what people charge. I'll do more formal stuff, like for business, for projects, for people. But personal stuff, probably not. It's a lot of work. So, Pirate Skitty is gone. Now that I think about it, I don't think I've done a pirate audio. There could be a lot of audio possibilities with that. Skitty claims your booty. Booty, booty. Walk the plank. Skitty makes you walk the plank. bargain for your life. That would be a fun one. Or maybe you get seasick and Pirate's Kitty comforts you. That would be cute. That would be for YouTube. So, for YouTube, I have planned to finish the mining audio this week and get it posted. There's about 40 minutes of, like, raw audio. However, upon discussing it with the writer, it was decided that maybe we might need to redo the audio. Skitty was a little too animated, a little too excited with the role, and I gave her a super duper weird southern accent, which might be a little distracting for comfy ASMR, and I don't really want to disappoint writers when I do an audio. I don't really know what to do with the audio now. It's kind of hard to bring myself to re-record 40-minute audio. So, it's in my little limbo. Which makes me sad. Maybe I'll release it later, or as a limited kind of thing. I'll figure something out. But, in the meantime, depending on when you listen to this, tomorrow, I'm gonna have a mummy audio out. You guys have been my naughty good boys. And mummy's gonna tease you, and touch you, and kiss you. Yeah. Mummy loves you. It's lewd. And that will be on GWA. I find it very comforting and cozy to do mommy audios. I like taking care of people. I like making people feel good. And mommy audios kind of do that. Same with Big Sis. I never really thought of myself as a gentle femdom until I stumbled into it. And I'm glad I did. I like to be a caregiver. I like to pamper. but after this one, I don't currently have a lewd script lined up. People have suggested a few. I have bookmarked. I believe there's like a food of vampire. I haven't read the script. The tags looked kind of nice, but I could be pretty picky with my scripts. So I might look into that one. Or maybe I'll improvise something for my daddies, for my big boys. I still want to take care of daddy. So, maybe I'll be like a switchy F-sub kind of girl. I'm comfy. How are you guys doing? You still stunk? Pink Gun's comfy? Yes, he is. He's a very good boy. He's my good boy. Yeah. It's actually been raining a little bit today. I thought about bringing my 3DO to the window to see if it could record anything, but the rain wasn't really loud enough for a recording. Maybe come spring. Maybe I could have some nice thunderstorms. I'd love to record some pitter patters with you. And I know I could always grab, like, free soundscapes from the internet, but there's something nice about doing it live. And if you're really lucky, we could have thunderstorms. Oh, that would be cool. But lesson learned, I'm gonna have the window closed this time. Because the last time I had the window open, the rain was too loud. And you guys couldn't hear me. So, I have to find a day where it rains. Where it's loud enough to be heard through the window. And hopefully there's not too much traffic or sounds outside when I record. Yeah. Stomach grumble. Maybe I could finish the half grilled cheese like I started. It's grilled cheese plus bacon. Bacon grilled cheese. Oh yeah, I really need to feed myself. Then maybe I could try my daddy audio. Daddy, I'm hungry. Give me your cock. Oh my gosh. This is embarrassing. Skitty, your dum-dum needs to shush. That's the trouble with the 3DO. It picks up everything. I'm gonna let you guys go. Hug. Okay.